You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
The word is backdoor. Spelled back as in not the obvious front way in, and door as in a portal of entry. Definition: an undocumented or publicly unknown method to access a computer system undetected or to break a cipher used to encode messages. Example sentence from my favorite hacker movie of all time, War Games. Just a second, let me put my thespian mask on here. Mr. Potato Head, backdoors are not secrets. Not too bad. I should have been an actor. Origin and context. It's unclear where the word backdoor first entered the Network Defender's vocabulary. You can make an argument that at least as far back as World War I, combatants on both sides were trying to create backdoors for enemy-encrypted radio communications. During World War II, the Allies deployed backdoors at scale with their Enigma code-breaking efforts at Bletchley Park and equivalent efforts in Washington, D.C. against the Japanese Purple Code. That said, you can also make a strong case that the word entered the popular culture zeitgeist in 1983 when the movie War Games hit theaters. Since then, according to the Malware Bytes blog, we have seen very public examples of backdoors pop up in diverse parts of our culture. In 1993, the NSA tried to convince the world to put a backdoor into an encryption chip designed for computers and phones that would give them access with the proper warrants. When you say it out loud like that, you can see why that idea got universally thrown out by privacy advocates. In 2005, Sony BMG shipped a rootkit with millions of their music CDs. After the rootkit transferred to the computer, it allowed Sony BMG to track your music listening habits and stopped you from burning music onto other CDs. They paid out millions to settle lawsuits related to the rootkit and recalled most of the shipped music CDs. There are other examples, but probably the most famous are the backdoor operations discovered in two egregious supply chain attacks, NotPetya and SolarWinds. In these two adversary campaigns, hackers inserted backdoors into commonly used software that got delivered to their victims through the automatic software update mechanism. Nerd reference. My favorite hacker movie of all time is the previously mentioned War Games. The main character, David, played by Matthew Broderick, tries to break into a gaming company to play their unreleased games. He asks his geek friends Jim, played by Maury Chaykin, and Malvin, played by the perennial movie nerd Eddie Deason, for advice.
Jim, how do I get into that system? I want to play those games.
You're not supposed to see any of that stuff. That system probably contains a new data encryption algorithm. You'll never get in there.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure. I bet you Jim could get in.
Yeah, I bet you he couldn't.
I bet you he could.
Well, you'll never get in through the frontline security, but you might look for a back door.
I can't believe it, Jim. That girl standing over there listening and you're telling her about our back doors?
Mr. Potato Head, back doors are not secrets.
Yeah, but Jim, you're giving away all our best tricks.
They're not tricks.
What's a back door?
Well, whenever I design a system, I always put in a simple password that only I know about. That way, whenever I want to get back in, I can bypass whatever security they've added on. That's basically what it is.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.